सेट फॉर मूल प्रकृति इट शुड बी कॉल्ड मूल प्रकृति आई वांट दैट शी शुड स्पीक समथिंग Or you should stand up and we want to see you. And if mic is needed, we can give you. Do pranam.
This is really nectar. I have all the devotees squeezing in, trying to get mercy. And all I can say is that for me, I've been wanting so much that our community here in New Rajbhumi would be able to serve Srila Prabhupada better and better and love Krishna more and more. And I'm so grateful to Srila Narayan Maharaj for coming here at all inconvenience to him and in such a humble and loving way to come and try and help us. And the first thing he said to me when I met him in Texas was that he cared so much about Srila Prabhupada's disciples that he wanted to help us. He wanted to help bring us closer to Srila Prabhupada so that we could love him more and serve him more, and that he was our dear friend. So I'm very, very grateful, and I'm looking forward to future inspiration for all of us in Krishna consciousness.
I'm requesting Sripad Madhusudan Prabhu. He is sincere Vaishnava and he is also
senior
Vaishnava also. And he is so simple Vaishnava. So I want to hear something from him.
Hare Krishna.
You should come here.
I was thinking is that the atmosphere that's here is very much like the atmosphere when I first joined the movement. Free from a lot of politics and just appreciating, trying to appreciate the association of devotees. I don't know why, how this happened. It must be the association of a great soul. Just as it was before, we didn't know how it was happening, but we were just attracted, just like a magnet. So I'm feeling the same kind of attraction, and I don't understand it, but I know it's right. I just want to thank you for coming and encouraging us in Krishna consciousness.
I'd like to hear Vrajanta Prabhu. He is also so senior and sincere Vaishnava.
Well, a long time ago I was listening to a tape of Srila Prabhupada, and he said, we do not cheat anyone. And today I had the good fortune of having the darshan of Srila Narayan Maharaj, and he said the same thing. He said, I was very happy in Vrindavan. I have nothing I need, but I am coming here, and I will not cheat you. And I have allowed my own mind to cheat me for so long that I am not going to miss the opportunity of taking advantage of someone who won't cheat me. And like Madhusudan Prabhu, there's something that's been generated for all of us, almost mystically, an increase in our desire to take more deeply what Srila Prabhupada has given us in Krishna consciousness. And it corresponds with the arrival of Srila Narayana Maharaj. So Krishna is the master of all mystics, and although I'm not able to figure out what's going on, I also feel very fortunate and grateful to you for coming here and blessing us with your association.
Let me go for the talk. Oh, yes. You should come and say something.
Can I speak from here, Maharaj?
Yes, yes.
Don't cheat me. I'm more like...
Don't cheat me. And giving so much honor for me. What you have realized and your threat to Srila Swami Maharaj-ji, I want to hear. You should tell me.
I don't know what I can... I'm more like a waif. You know what a waif is, Maharaj?
In the ocean.
A lost child. Or maybe a desperate man. So I thought maybe sometime when I saw you on this trip, you would ask me like you always ask, how's your bhajan? And I wouldn't know what to say. I'd say, I don't know. I don't know how my bhajan... All I've just been thinking about you for the last few days. So I don't know where my bhajan's, chanting some, thinking some. But I don't know if you'll remember, I visited with you many times in Mathura.
Yeah.
And one time I was talking with some friends just recently, you were upset with me. Because some question I asked was a bad question. So if someone said, oh, was that a problem for you? For me? And I said, no. Because the price, whatever you have to pay for Sadhu Sangha, then you pay it gladly. So, like I said, I'm desperate man. And I'm very... feeble trying to serve my Gurudev. Like Murka to me. Like that. So I need, desperate for inspiration, desperate for encouragement. And I know here in this association that's what I'm finding. So, along with thanking you, Maharaj, all the people who have come with you, and my god brothers and god sisters here in New Brajbhumi, Badger, California, they've been so kind to myself and to all of the guests. So, anyway, it's an expression of gratitude.
Jnanatinirandhasya Jnananjanasalakya Chakshurunmiritam jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Vancha kalpatarubhascha Kripasindhyayavacha Patitanam Vibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Krishna 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 Chaitanya Namne. I want to speak about Chaitanya Chaitamrita, which we have begun, Rai Ramananda and Mahaprabhu Shambhava. But one thing I want to tell you, that have not come Western countries to gain any money. I don't need money. I want only simple hearts. I don't want to be praised. I don't want anything material. I have so much divine love and affection for Swamiji. Our relation is not worldly, so nothing to gain worldly for me. He ordered me, I came to help. To help only, and to take the feet dust of Swamiji wherever he went. So I don't want fame, not a single dollar or money, or worldly anything I don't want, material. So I could not cheat you. Cheating? When we want problem, any worldly thing, desires, then cheat me. And where is nothing worldly gain? No envy, no ill speaking, then why this cheating will come? So I don't want to cheat you. Really I want to help you. In the line of Swamiji, I want to glorify from my heart Swamiji. Not by worldly things, but by divine love and divine all these things. So, I have nothing to do with worldly desires and all other things. So our relation depends on only divine love of divine couple. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. He has ordered me to help. So I have come. Only for him. I have not arranged anything. He has arranged to come for me, to come to all Eastern countries. I have nothing, not single pice. Today I have no pice or no farthing, nothing. But Krishna and he is managing everything. So really, if I have like Hanuman, so my heart, then I could have done, but I cannot do. But you can have faith on me that I have never come for all these things. You can help so much to ISKCON if they need money. I want to strengthen ISKCON, really ISKCON, and to help if I can, I serve ISKCON. I feel so much fortunate to help, to serve Swamiji. In his life from 46, I've never wanted anything in return from him, without worldly gain. But I wanted something, what? The love of divine couple, only that. And I think that they are so merciful to give some sprinkles on my heart of this pure devotion. So I don't want any worldly desire, only nothing. I only want to serve Srimati Radhika's lotus feet to be served. This is my goal, aim of my life. I have decided my goal of life. Anyone cannot derive from that. Krishna came and there were so many problems from Kamsa, Jarasandha, Durjodhan and all, but he went way direct to his goal. Dharma sansthapanathaya sambhavami, to give his real divine love to all, even to trees also. So my mission is this. Nothing to fear from me. I'm not like tigers and all other things. I'm very, very simple. I don't know politics. I have not gone to colleges to learn politics, anything. I never know D also what to diplomaticity and duplicity and
diplomacy.
never I can.
Dollars.
Never I will learn. So what I have learned, what I have received from my disciplined Guru Acharya, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami. Only I can, what I have realized, I want to give you and to help you all, like Swamiji. Swami was ocean of knowledge, ocean of bhakti, ocean of all this, endless. I am standing on the that shore and only peering. I am not like so. So something I will take from that ocean and I will try to give you. Only this my, like postman. Now, I am feeling so much glad to meet you all. All are helping me, coming to hear me. This is help. Once Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told his disciples all gathered, about so many thousands, a deep pranam to all. Bancha kalpataru bhyascha kathasindhu. You are all my guru, my siksha guru. You are. If you are not here, I could not have told any harikatha to you. Pastimes of Krishna. I am glad that you are assisting me and giving help me and inspiring me to tell Harikatha. So you are all I. They do all to the Lord's feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. This is his greatness. So I want to serve them in their line. I have nothing, no problem at all. No problem at all. I'm so glad to be among you discussing things like East Goshti. I'm not giving class, but this is East Goshti, you know?
Yes.
Hearing and answering, helping each other. I'm not thinking that I'm Guru Acharya. I'm thinking that you are the disciples of Swamiji. We are all like brothers. Nothing more. I don't want to be paid by money or anything. We should go in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya Lila, 8th Pariccheda. सर्वधर्मानुपरित्यजमाम एकम शरणम व्रज अहम त्वाम सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि. एंड हियर गीता एंड्स. चैतन्य महाप्रभु टोल्ड दैट दिस इज आल्सो
एक्सटर्नल
नॉट इंटरनल. दिस इज श्लोक एंड they have no connection with Atma and Krishna. So you should go on. Why? He told that by fearing death and birth, miseries and sorrows, one offers himself surrender to Krishna. Then he has not known Krishna. He is unaware of Krishna and Krishna Bhakti. But one thing is, it is the door, like door.
By doing so, anukullesa sankalpaha prakritukullesa vivarjanam rakshasatititi viswaso guptitve varanam tatha atmanikshepakarpanam sarvidham pratit saranagati. Has you this slok anywhere?
We have the verse Sarvadhamman here.
What? That Saranagati?
Sarvadhamman creature.
Yes, yes. You should read. What?
The verse
Swamiji has purport.
Purport. In this connection,
this very slok?
Sarvadhamman creature.
Very, very good, very good. I want to.
Should I read the verse also?
Yes.
As stated in scripture, Bhagavad Gita 18:66, giving up all kinds of religious and occupational duties, if you come to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and take shelter, I will give you protection from all of life's sinful reactions. Do not worry. In the purport, in this connection, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami instructs in his book, Manashiksha, Nadharmam Nadharmam Shrutigana Niruktam Kilakuru Rajay Radha Krishna Pachuryam Ihatanu. He has thus enjoined that we should not perform religious or irreligious activities as prescribed in the Vedas. The best course is to engage always in the service of Lord Krishna and Radharani. That is the perfection of everything in this life. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said by Narada Muni, when one actually takes to the loving service of the Lord, he gives up all duties in the material world as well as all duties prescribed in the Vedic literatures. In this way, one is fixed in the service of the Lord.
Then he told that Gyan Mishra Bhakti is Shadhasar. Mixed with Bhakti and Gyan, this is the Shadha. What is this? Salvation. What that salvation? Mixing with Brahma. Am Brahmasmi. This. But we'll have to give this also. So Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na Sochita na Kanchati Shama Sarvesh Bhutesh Mat Bhaktim Labhate Param. First you should read the purport of this slok and then I will explain.
Brahma Bhuta?
Yes.
In Bhagavad Gita it is said that a person who accepts the theory of monism, being always engaged in empiric philosophical discussions about spiritual life, becomes joyful and is relieved from all material lamentation and hankering. At that stage, one is equipoised. He sees all living entities as spiritual beings. After attaining this elevated stage, one can attain pure devotional service. The conclusion is that devotional service mixed with ritualistic fruitive activity is inferior to spiritual service based on empiric philosophical discussion.
Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that this Gyan Mishra Bhakti, mixed bhakti with Gyan, here is prominency of Gyan, knowledge. When it comes, no worldly desire, no shok moh bhay, not to fear, and he thinks equal everywhere, samadarshi he becomes. And after that, if he has a bona fide sangha of Vaishnava, then he can reach to parabhakti. Parabhakti means premabhakti. What is premabhakti? Brahma-bhakti, raga-anuga, ad-rupa-anuga bhakti is pure devotional bhakti. But it is not guaranteed that there is a Brahmavadi will be bhakta. If they are doing some offenses, that Krishna has this body, outer body, and spiritual body. And Krishna may die. So Krishna Atma, Krishna's soul is Brahma, but not this body. That refuse, they don't honor to Srimad Bhagavatam, then you should think that they are also doing offenses to Bhagavat and Bhagavan. They will not, if they are not honoring Vaishnavas, having such a gyan, if a Vaishnava comes and they don't honor that Aham Brahmasmi, then it is offense. They will have no Brahmagyan, no mukti, no salvation, no saivya. But if they are not doing offense, and they are very honorable, honor for Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavat Vaishnava, really, then by their association and Harikatha Demi, they will change, like Sukhdev Goswami was changed. Like Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan was changed. Because his father was Vyasadeva. He was like the manifestations of Krishna and very good devotee. So, these persons, if they are not offensive to Hari, Guru and Vaishnava, then they will not have that parabhakti. If a person thinks him bona fide Vaishnava, but not honoring Vaishnavas of any force, dishonoring anyone, they are making offenses. If they will chant Harinam Abhishant, Abhishant means without stopping day and night, they can be washed, their heart can be washed, otherwise not. They cannot have pure bhakti. So we should try to realize all these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once told, oh, this is also external, gone. Why he told? That no relation of Krishna, no Krishna consciousness is here. But if Vaishnava Sangha is there, bona fide Vaishnava Sangha, who does not make any offense to any Vaishnava, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Madhvacharya, what to tell of our Gauriya Vaishnava? Even a person who is not bona fide Vaishnava and only chanting Hari name, first initiation, even he has not been initiated and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, sometimes he should be honored. If initiation, then do by pranam and by mind also. And if he is pure Vaishnava, don't, he does not have any ego, no offense, not ill doing to anyone, ill speaking of anyone, always remembering Krishna past times here and chanting Hare Krishna. Then you should massage by mind, by heart, by all senses, like pranabandhu. Pranabandhu means dear, beloved. And we can be ready to give our head for his service. Everything. So these three, to Kanishta, Madhan and two. So if anyone is not initiated at all, and he is doing something nonsense also, worldly pap, sin, but yet he should be known. Apichesu duracharo bhajate mam ananyabhag sadhureva samantabda samnagabdausito hisa. If she is, even if she can be a prostitute, a person lusty, but he chanting Krishna name, he should be honored. Don't hate. Don't, you should mix to him. Don't meet. Don't take any harikatha. But yet you should honor from her that, oh, he is coming in our shape. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I think that Swamiji have done so good purpose for this sloka, Apichesu. You can read in his books. No? So, here he is telling that if Gyan is mixed with Bhakti, we should give up all this. If Bhakti is mixed with Karma, Yoga, Tapasya, anything, we should give up all these things. It is not good. Such is what is called Miksha. There are two kinds, three kinds of Bhakti. Pure Bhakti. That is Sarup Siddha Bhakti. You can note in your heart. Sarup Siddha Bhakti. And then?
Sangha Siddha.
Sangha Siddha.
Sangha Siddha. What is the meaning in English?
Qualities that you can associate with Bhakti.
Mm. Sangha Siddha means really not Bhakti. But if these qualifications are with Bhakti, then it is Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Like to be Trinadapi Sunicha. Understand? A man is Trinadapi Sunicha. He has so many qualities. He never speaks lie. He never cheats anyone. He is so sweet.
Nature.
All these are things. Very tolerable. He does not want any pratishtha, honor for him. And giving all respect to others. All qualities are there. But if there is no bhakti, then all qualities are like zero. And if there is bhakti, then these qualities are called Sangha Siddha Bhakti. And then Arop Siddha Bhakti. What is Arop Siddha Bhakti? If karma or gyan prominent and bhakti is there like servant, and no Sramana Kirtana Smarana Bandhan, then it is called Arop Siddha. Let give an instance. Swamiji told that you should distribute my books, make a Goshala. No? Goshala, you know? Goshala?
For protecting cows.
Cows and serving cows. And make a school, English school or anything. Really they are not bhakti. These are not bhakti. And if I have not written that, these are bhakti. But they may be bhakti. When it will be connected with bhakti. Like, we are supporting so many cows and all the milk are coming for Krishna, devotees, no? And used in service of Krishna and devotees. Then that cow's keeping is connected with bhakti, then it will have some fruit. Otherwise, you are supporting so many cows, lakhs and lakhs cows, but not connected with Krishna and devotees and devotion, like zero. You will have to be cow in the next birth. So you should think this thoughts. If a man is selling and distributing lakhs and lakhs and lakhs books, but he is not going inside the book, what is there, and not testing anything, and not realizing what is in this book, then it will be karma. Swamiji has written in his books. You can see there. It is better, it will give some sukriti, but not really bhakti. So lakhs and lakhs sukriti, then after some births, you will have sadhu sangha, and in sadhu sangha we will go to bhakti. So Swamiji told that they are very expert in these things, let them do, and Sukriti will become, and then they will anyhow see what is there. Then they will test these things, and they will distribute also books, doing all the services, milking cows, everything. Everything will add their bhakti, and all these go to real bhakti. But anyone not seeing all these things? I know so many devotees in India and out of India that they are very famous, very learned, very expert, doing so many sevas to their gurudevas and everyone by these external affairs and external things. But I don't see now what they have done. They are alive, but no concern with Krishna consciousness. So we must follow this Swami's orders and his teaching, that go inside. What? He saw that he was distributing, and he saw sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastre ka lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hai. What is the meaning? Oh, you can tell. What is the meaning? Sadhu sanga sarva shastra kai.
All these shastras say that the most important aspect for advancing in bhakti is sadhu sangha, advanced sadhu sangha.
For a moment, sadhu sangha will be sarva siddhi. Krishna prema also will be. Like Valmiki, like others, like Jagai Madhai. So he is telling. Prabhu told, Yo Bhajya, this is also externally, go on, quickly go on. We don't want to waste our times. So Raya Ramananda told. Jnane prayasamudupasya namanta eva jimanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita tanumam manodhi. Very good this one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, yes, yes. Little, yes, but not in so happy mood. Yes. Like this. Something, something. What is this? Jnane Praya, what he has written?
Ramananda Rai continued, Lord Brahma said, My dear Lord,
it has been told by Brahma and Srimad Bhagavatam, and he is quoting this. Try to go deep and hear all these things. This is Krishna consciousness. No politics, nothing to do envy and anything. You should be householder yet, but all these things. You are bona fide. And if anyone having renounced order, not following all these things, all led in meetings and meetings and meetings and duplicity and policy. It will not be these things. They'll have to read, go deep, and to give up all these things. And very simple and very simple Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessing he will have. He will have the blessings of all our disciplic orders. Don't criticize anyone. If he's a person to be criticized, we should not criticize anyone. Anyone doing not bhajan, but yet we should not criticize. Only we'll criticize that the one point, that if he is doing offense to our Gurudev and Krishna and Vaishnava, then we can tell him, directly tell. And if you have power, you can. Don't cut, but it has been written. You should give answer so much heavy, strong, yeah, reason.
Cognate argument.
Argument, strong argument. That his tongue should be cut, like, and he will stop to do it. Like Hanuman, he was powerful. He saw that, oh, Ravan has stolen my Ishtadevi, Ram's wife. He went there and took fire and burnt the golden Lanka, everything. But yet he is Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava. Trinadapi Sunish. We know that Das of Sri Chaitanya Leela, Vrindavan Das Thakur, also he has said, Eto parihare vujya papi ninda kare, tab lati maro tar shir. But where is that person? He will never come. He has an oath that I will never go to Nara. Sorry. You should tell what it is. You. What I told?
I can.
Atta, yes.
Pyar ka anumat pura.
Are bolda na jaldi se iska tam.
So here Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, if such a person commit offense like this, then I should kick his head with my own feet.
Kuch nahi. You should tell. Hey, nothing. Right, newcomer. New brahmachari.
Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is glorifying Nityananda Prabhu so many verses and is telling that I am glorifying Nityananda Prabhu, knowing everything, yet if anyone has surrendered to Nityananda Prabhu, so I shall kick on his head.
So here in this shloka, very deep meaning, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami have explained so much. I am giving only something. If I explain this shloka, I think that 4 or 5 days we will hear and explain. So very, I am giving only outlines, very deep meanings. Jnani Prayasam Dupamsa. We know that if anyone tells that I am Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, Soham, Soham, Sarvam Kalidam Brahmam, everything is Brahma. We are also Brahma, you are also Brahma. This is against bhakti principles. No, we should not do. These are offenses. But here it has not has been told for that gyan, nirvishesh, nirakar, not this. Here it has been told, the jnani, tattva jnani. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Krishna. He is God of Gods. He is the masters of creators, this world, creation who does, and who demolishes, and who supports and nourishes. He has 6 appellants. His authority and all kinds of knowledge in him and supreme. He has vairagya. What?
Renunciation.
Detachment.
Detachment for all the world. Vigyan. Vigyan means?
Realized knowledge.
Everything comes from him. He is the root and he is the root cause of all these things. He is so beautiful. He can attract also Narayan and Ram and Lakshmi and everyone, Sita, if they will see Krishna. So at that. Especially for sweetness. But Bansi, appearance, his eyes corner looking, his friends, associates, and his pastimes. Even Ram, even Lakshmi, even Sita, all can be attracted. So he is attractful. It will be not found in Ram, Nisingha, Kalki, Vaman, Dwarkadhis, Mathuresh Krishna. Especially when Krishna is called Aradha Krishna, Gopinath, Radha Raman, Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar,
only with the names of Srimati Radhika, then he is Manmat Manmat. Extremely hard. So we should not do any effort that Krishna have so many appellants. Then he will be like Vaikunthadis. We should not see that he is Brahman. He has six appellants. He is creators of creators. We should not think. And we should not always think these things. Then Prema Bhakti will not come. It will be described, explained afterwards. He will explain. So this is called Aishwarya. So you will have to cross the Aishwarya. And only simply we will have to think that Krishna is Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan, Radha Kanta. He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Deena Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namastute. He Krishna, you are very attractful. But you cannot attract me. I am helpless. I am so wretched. So next name comes. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. You are ocean of mercy. So you can see towards me and you can take me and give your shelter and mercy. Krishna will not do. But you are Krishna, merciful Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. He can do. But Prabhu, I am not a supatra. Patra means a pot for your Karuna Sindhu.
I am not qualified
to have your Karuna Sindhu. I am so deenhin. Deenhin, you know?
Meek and humble.
Eh?
Meek and humble.
Poor.
Meek and
fallen.
Poor.
No. Wretched person.
Fallen.
Especially fallen. I'm so fallen, so stupid and nonsense in this sense. So how you can have your mercy? You can mercy who are surrendered to you, so you are Karuna Sindhu. But I'm not like so. So he told, oh Dina Bandhu, I am Dina. False ego are there. I am so intelligent. I will not go to any Vaishnava. I am Vaishnava, no other are Vaishnavas.
Insect.
Very like what? Scorpion.
Mosquito.
If anyone save, he will do like this. So I am of this nature. So what to do? I am in this world. So O Jagatpate, all the world is yours. So I am very wretched person, helpless, and in this Jagat. So you should have mercy upon me. Then he was also, he thought that, oh, I am not like so. Gopesha, hey Gopesha, you are each of Gop. If anyone surrender them in the lotus feet of all the Gopas, then follow like Subal Sri Ram, always quarreling, always eating and making eating to Krishna, sometimes quarreling, sometimes going up and sometimes going down. Once Sridham was quarreling with Krishna. Krishna told that in whole world, anyone not powerful like me, I can kill Krishna, Kamsa. I have defeated Agasur, Bakasur and all.
Pinavartu.
Then Sridham
did like to, oh, come on, I will see. I am more powerful than you. And he at once took Krishna and began to wrestle. And he defeated Krishna, and Krishna went down, and he was up on the breast of Krishna and taking some dust, and he was giving here and doing up this. Well, how powerful I have seen, I have defeated you. Krishna told, never, you cannot defeat me, I have won the race. How? See, your nose is down and my is up. So I have... So, Gopesha. Also, it can be Gopisha. Not to this Sirval Siddham, to Gopis. He is beloved of all the Gopis. Again he told, he was not satisfied by this name also. Then he told,
Gopika Kanta,
all, Kanta of all, Gopis. He was even not satisfied. Then he told,
Radha
Kanta, he is Radha Kanta. So if you will think that Krishna has so many opulence and he is God of gods, Iswara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigra, Anadirad Govinda, then Krishna is the son of Jasoda and he is my friend and Krishna is my beloved, this will not come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got come to this, give this thing. So he is telling that, oh, go on, not this. So don't say like this. Don't exercise and don't read and don't do up abhyas,
practice
that Krishna is God. If you are doing, you will go to
Vaikunth.
You cannot cross the Vaikunth level. So what to do? Then he is telling, don't do prayas,
effort,
that Krishna is God of God. He has so many opulence. Don't think. You should try to behave Krishna like your human friend, human son, and human like gopis. Yavantasan mukharitang bhavadiya vartam sthane sthitatan vang manovi prayasu ajita jitu apitrai hatalok. Who only hears the pastimes of Krishna, he has not trying to know that Krishna is God of God, Ishwar of Ishwar. Only hearing past times. What hearing katha? Krishna, some one day, he took some earth in his mouth. All the boys were playing with Krishna. They told to Mother Jasoda that Krishna has taken some earth in his mouth and he is eating. Hearing this, she came at once, having a stick with his hand in her hands. And he told, have you taken earth in your mouth? Never, ma. I have not done so. I have never taken. Oh, you are telling lie. No, mother, you believe me. I have not taken. Why the all the your friends are telling? Oh, today you have gum, some butter to take me, and I could not distribute them to all, and I took all, so they are angry, so they are telling lies. Why Baldev Prabhu is telling? He never tells lie. Oh, he has taken their
sides.
So he said, oh, I want to see. She took like this. And saw whole Vishwa there, whole world.
Universe.
He saw Vaikunth and all things there. Herself he saw that he was involved. Then he
Close the eyes.
Oh, I think that any magician have seen towards Krishna. Anything certain. My baby is so
little
and nothing, no nothing. So, what I've seen, he began to, I'm dreaming or what thing? She never prayed that, oh Krishna, you are God. If it will come, then his the Vatsalya Bhav, his mission, and I'm her mother. So all everything will be ruined. So in Braj, anyone does not do pranam to Krishna. Krishna has to do pranam to all Brahmins, father, mother. He will take the dust of any Brahmin, any superiors, but anyone will not do. Subalan Siddham, welcome. Oh, you are still what?
Sleeping.
Sleeping? Come on to Grace
get up,
House.
Get up.
And if Krishna, they will take some water, give, and how would I like this embracing? And sometimes they will abuse also. What?
Sare.
Sare means in Braja. There is abuse. They will tell. So, this prem will not come. So, we should go above this. So, we will hear Harikatha like this. All the tattva gyan, everything in this. You should do pranam to the places where Harikatha is going on. Who is telling? You should do pranam to them. You should do pranam to all the ordered
audience,
and to this place. Then you can conquer even Krishna, who is not be conquered to by anyone. Jnani, yogi, tapasvi, brahma, jnani. Ordinary bhakti, like Narada, he will not be controlled. But anyone like Shakha or Shakhi or like Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, if anyone have so affection to Krishna, thinking him human boy, human beloved, like, then Krishna will be conquered at once. Today, thus.
Hare Krishna.
Tomorrow, we will discuss some more. I wanted to finish, but I think it will. We can finish it in Mathura in Kartik month, and you are all invited.
Hare Krishna.
I will be in Vrindavan. And we will take you to all the places of Krishna pastimes. What?
Maharaj, understanding that Ramananda Roy is saying keep going higher, keep going deeper.
No, not this.
I mean Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Ramananda Roy. How does a neophyte devotee, understanding the highest thing, still remain?
By association of Sudha Vaishnava. This is only the pathway, nothing else. No intelligence, nothing will do there. So, we should go to Sadhu Sangha and we will be in path here. Otherwise, anything in this whole world is not helpful. They cannot. Or mental extrapolations,
exercise
will help nothing. You know that your anything management, Swamiji has not come by your management. He comes mercifully by the to wish, fulfill the wish of his holy master and Krishna and Mahaprabhu. You have not arranged anything that he should come.
Never invite him to come.
And you have not invited him. He came himself. Mercifully he came. So you should depend on the Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. No other. And if that Sadhu is more superior than us, then otherwise he is like us. You should think that the books are also Sadhu. The books written by Swamiji about any authority, authoritative person. Srimad Bhagavat, Gita, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. All are Sadhu, and we should try to have a son from them. Don't want any worldly thing to from Krishna, from Bhakti. Bhakti is also a person. He is the Shakti of Krishna. What Shakti? Sandhini and
Sambit.
Sambit and
Bhadini.
So you should that. She knows where to go, where not to go. Mm-hmm. So pray Bhakti Devi that you should come in our heart.
Hare Krishna.